internet continues to shape how we do business. It's where prospects decide who to buy from, you or your competitor. Welcome to Generation Web with host Matt Dalby, the live radio program that gives you strategies for smarter web marketing.
Welcome again to another episode of Generation Web. We're going to be talking today about SEO, PPC or pay-per-click, as well as social media. And I'm going to talk about five scenarios to help you decide which of these three forms of marketing are right for your company. And in past episodes, we've touched on some of the how-to aspects of various types of web marketing, like social media and search engine marketing. In today's episode, I want to take a step back and discuss the often hotly debated question, which is right for my business, SEO, pay-per-click, or PPC, or social media? And to help provide some guidance to help you determine the answer for your company and your products and services or services, I will be sharing five practical real-life scenarios, each full of insights to help you decide for yourself if and how your business should consider engaging in SEO, search engine optimization, PPC or pay-per-click marketing, social media, or a combination of the three. And you might be asking yourself at this point, why those three? Well, of course, those are the three big forms of online marketing today used by more businesses than any other form of marketing by and large. So that's why we're going to focus on those. And those are the questions I get more often than not that relate to those three forms of marketing. But often the question is posed a little bit differently. And maybe you've heard this question posed within your company or by a client of yours. And it's probably in the top three to five most common questions I get. And it goes something like this. Which is better, search engine marketing or social media or SEO or pay-per-click? Which is better? And I think that question is really the wrong question. It's not about what's better because there is no such thing. Really the question is which type of marketing, online marketing, is right for my specific business. So as we look at that subject today, we want to answer that question. And the answer, of course, is it depends. So that's why I'm going to take you through some scenarios that you can kind of think about and help visualize yourself in one of these scenarios in one form or another. And it does depend, like I mentioned, on your company, the markets you serve, your target audience, and the objectives you want to achieve or how you want to use these different marketing mediums. So again, there's no such thing as one right answer as far as which is better, SEO, pay-per-click, or social media, or other. These forms of marketing are growing very, very quickly, as you know, especially social media. Mark Engelsman from Simpo on a previous episode recently talked about that and the growth in all of these forms of marketing. Social media, like I mentioned, is growing the quickest, but it's not the biggest form of marketing. Search marketing, by and large, according to another study by Forrester, comprises 60% plus of all spending in terms of interactive or online marketing in the United States every year. That's huge. 60% of all online marketing plus takes place in the areas of search engine marketing. So that's why we're going to focus on those different areas. But before we get into the different scenarios, the practical real-life scenarios that can help you decide for yourself what's right for your company, I want to first provide what I like to call a decision duo, or a couple of questions, hence duo, to help you think through where you should be placing your marketing efforts and marketing dollars. And then we'll get into some of the specific practical examples, like I said, to help you visualize your specific business in one of these scenarios, or a combination or hybrid of these different scenarios. And these, again, are real-life scenarios I've personally encountered, and some examples are amalgamations of several similar examples. But, of course, they're just scenarios, and they're what I've seen. And they're, although common, will vary from business to business. They are what I observed over the years, and they're not hard, fast rules, just what I've learned and seen. And I know that they will be helpful for you, because I've seen them over and over and over again, get these questions over and over. And whether you are new to web marketing or an old pro listening to the show today, there will be something I'm sure that you can take away and perhaps incorporate into your web marketing strategy going forward. So first, the decision duo, I like to call it. First question to ask when deciding which type of online marketing is right for your organization or your business. The first question to ask is, what is your objective? And this is imperative to ask up front before you start to do anything, to decide how you want to use each channel before you even set up, let's say, a Twitter account or start bidding on even one Google ad. You want to ask that question, what do I need to accomplish? What is the goal of these efforts? And the answer to that question should always determine what you do online and, more importantly, how you do it online. And frankly, I believe that in all circumstances, you should be doing, in some form or another, to some degree or another, all three types of marketing. But the question is how much effort you should devote to each channel, because I don't think there's ever a situation, and Jay Baer pointed this out when we talked to him back on in the May 5th episode about social media, that, you know, even the more traditional manufacturing type companies that aren't really thought of as online, maybe they're more brick and mortar and traditional, eventually, if not already, have to have some sort of presence, for example, in social media, and search is no exception. So you should be doing really all these forms of marketing, but the question is, where do you devote your efforts? Because last I checked, no one has an unlimited marketing budget. And there's no such thing as an unlimited amount of time. And we all are faced with the pressure of needing to produce results quickly, as well as the fact that there are opportunity costs. If we're doing one thing, then we're not doing something else. If we're spending our time, effort, and money toward one marketing medium or one effort via the web or otherwise, where we could be spending our efforts elsewhere that could be more productive, that is time lost and it's money lost. So asking yourself that question, what is my objective? What do I need to achieve? Should help guide you through the decision-making process. The second question to ask yourself in this decision duo is, what type of marketing are typically, and I use that word on purpose, best suited to my top objectives or objective. So it's imperative that we first understand and agree that social media, search engine optimization, and pay-per-click, the latter two, of course, different types of search engine marketing, are all different and thus typically serve different purposes. I say typically, again, on purpose. It's not the case in every scenario. Every company is different. Every scenario is different. But you have to start somewhere. Build off of what the successes and failures of others. Look at case studies to save you time. Prioritizing and focusing on channels that have a high potential to succeed or accomplish the goals sooner than later is a must. Over time, you will be able to test different channels, social, search, whatever, to observe which one performs better than the others. But you're not going to know that out of the gate, especially if it's a form of marketing that you maybe have not dabbled in before or have just dipped your toe in, and you've not devoted maybe a dedicated resource or resources or have a structured program to really focus on it. So you need to start and build off of what others have seen and known. And so there's some typical guidelines in terms of how different types of online marketing can be used and what they can achieve for you. So we need to keep that in mind. So there's a lot of resources to do that, you know, secondary research, learn from others, maybe peers, case studies, benchmark reports. Marketing Sherpa puts out some great benchmark reports, and some other industry leaders. Forrester is another one. Industry-specific statistics to your industry. Read those statistics up front. Do your homework. And like I said, those are available all over the web, some for free and some that you have to purchase. from publishers and research companies all over the place. So there's a plethora of information. You just have to find it and utilize it anytime you're starting a new program to help you decide what can these forms of marketing and what have these forms of marketing done, especially recently, for other companies. What have they accomplished for other companies, and start there. For example, if you need to gain more awareness and influence a niche audience, for example, then social media could be a good starting point. And I say starting point, and I say could be. You don't know. It's a good starting point, though, if that's your goal. In short, the goal is to match the marketing channel or the nature of that marketing channel to the online marketing objective that you have set. And I want to say that again because it's very important. The goal is to match the marketing channel or the nature of that channel to your objectives. So that's very important. So that's the decision duo, I like to call it. And of course, once you have identified answers to the aforementioned questions, always take a step back and do a gut check. Do what I've heard called a sanity check, and just make sure that it makes common sense what you've put together and what you're looking at in terms of a plan, in terms of an initial decision to start going down a different road, various different roads via the web in terms of marketing channels, the qualitative assessment, if you will. So we're coming up on a break, and when we come back from the break, I want to dive into some very practical examples. We've given kind of a high-level strategic framework, if you will, and a couple of questions to help you start thinking about what types of marketing you should be doing for your specific company. But when we come back, we're going to jump into the first scenario, and I'm very excited to talk about this scenario as well as the additional following ones. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network. The modern world has experienced fundamental era changes from the industrial age to the information age to the age of complexity. Technology and globalization are rapidly changing the world we live in. Yet our way of thinking and the conversations that drive our decisions are stuck in the past. To find prosperity, business and communities need the skills to learn new ways of thinking and find the right conversations to move comfortably into the future. How can you sort it all out? Tune in to The Science of Change with Dr. Barbara Berry and Lise Inman, Thursdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Business.
Do you want to know the inside scoop on how today's leaders do business? How they hire and develop top talent? How do they retain top employees and customers? Tune in to Leadership Leverage on the Voice America Business Channel. Every week, Dr. Robert Denker will offer ideas and facilitate discussion with guests that will help shape today's up-and-coming leaders as well as established leaders in their fields. Listen for Leadership Leverage every Tuesday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Business.
Are you ready to grow your business? Listen for the Independent Business Owners Show with your coach, Rick Corrado. This entertaining talk radio program will bring you the tools to help increase your business. You'll learn sales success, time management, lead generation, business development, life balance, and much more. Rick Corrado is here to help you take your business to the next level. Listen for the Independent Business Owners Show, heard live every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network. When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network. You are listening to Generation Web with host Matt Dalby. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to matt@genwebmarketing.com. That's matt@genwebmarketing.com. Now, back to Generation Web.
So we've just walked through the decision duo, the two questions you should ask yourself when trying to determine what form of online marketing is best for your business, SEO, pay-per-click, or social media. And we're going to jump into five different scenarios for the remainder of the show today to help you visualize yourself or your business in or partly in some of these scenarios, maybe as a hybrid of several of them. So the first scenario I want to share to help you think through this process is a small professional services firm, a firm offering perhaps a some sort of consulting services, maybe a business consultant, a sole single consultant, or maybe a small consulting group. And the objective of this group is to increase their awareness or elevate their brand perception in the marketplace. The target decision makers for a consulting group like this are savvy business owners or corporate decision makers like VPs or those in the C-suite or C-level executives like CEOs, chief marketing officers, CIOs, etc. So the scenario is, let's say you are a sole consultant or a small consulting group limited by human resources and consultants, number of consultants you have. And what I mean by that is if you're a services organization, you're offering services, you're billing out your time, for example, there's only so many hours in a day. And you may not be comfortable hiring beyond a certain point, and you have so many consultants, and that's what you're comfortable with. And I've seen this scenario a number of times. And given that you are a services business, you are not a high volume business. You don't need to get or generate an enormous amount of leads to keep your business afloat. Usually you have a number of or a handful of clients that provide your consulting business its income. So you're not always out looking for new leads, but you are always out networking, increasing the perception of your brand, and that is very important. And of course, catering to your existing clients, your existing customers, to make sure they're happy and they continue doing business with you. So with that in mind, and of course, even if you got additional tons of leads, you couldn't even handle them. So why spend the effort and money to do so? And not to say that there aren't consulting firms out there that, you know, continue to grow and want to grow to an unlimited point. But there are consulting businesses out there, or even small professional services firms, maybe attorneys or other types of similar businesses, that they're just satisfied with where they are, and they bill out their hours and they go home at night, and that's their business, and they're happy with it. So, and I'm sure you may be able to think of other types of businesses that fit in one form or another into this criteria. So what types of marketing should we focus on if we were this type of a business? And how should those types of marketing be used more importantly? It's more important to ask yourself not only what types of marketing I should be doing or you should be doing, but how those channels should be or can be used for your specific objectives, your specific business, because they can be used differently. If you're a Dell Computers, for example, you're going to have a different approach and goal when it comes to social media than if you're a small consulting firm. Completely different. So to go into the scenario a little more, if your goal is to increase as a professional services firm, to increase your awareness or continue to brand your business's name and have a great reputation, and that's the most important thing to you, social media is, in fact, a good place to start. No surprise. Social media is typically a good fit when you need a network, i.e. sites like LinkedIn, for example, although that's not the only one. Influence others or build your image. I didn't say that it was the best fit. I just said that it's just because there's no such thing, right? It could. It's just a good place to start. So social media is a good place to start if that's your goal. If you fall into this category in one way or another, it's good to understand who you want to reach and the tone you want to convey or the image you want to convey through your social media marketing efforts. And whatever you decide on should be consistent across all channels, that is your tone or your look and feel, etc. It should be consistent on your website, all of your social media outposts or websites like on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, wherever you are, even on your business cards, your PowerPoint templates, stationery, you know, offline mediums as well. And the list goes on. Every single thing that you go to market with and that a customer sees or a potential customer sees should be consistent with the brand message you want to convey. So since your image is your top priority, that image should be consistent, like I said, everywhere. So more important that you should be doing social media, just doing it, is how you should be doing it in the social space. And as Jay Baer put it during our May 5th radio episode, paraphrased, of course, it's about being social rather than doing social. Social media should be used for many purposes, including but not limited to, in this scenario, networking, distributing information that portray you as a thought leader or an expert in your field. You probably won't be responding to massive amounts of customer comments publicly on Facebook as a consumer facing company like Dell or Delta would be doing, but you will need to be responsive nevertheless and interact as much as possible with your potential partners, industry influencers, potential customers, and the like via social channels, and the list goes on. But responsiveness is key, and speaking in the language that your audience, whether it's customers, potential partners, industry experts that you want to influence, whatever it might be, speaking their language through these channels is important, and connecting that with them where they are is also vital. You get the idea. So again, what you should do always should drive back to your goal or your objective of raising your company's brand perception in this scenario. So that needs to be just always in your mind. I mean, you put a sticky note up on your computer screen, write something on the desktop of your computer and make that your background image, whatever it takes. Remember, the objective is to influence and increase your brand awareness and network and all of the rest that we've just been talking about. So social media. I would also recommend in this scenario, and again, we're talking about real life scenarios, in some cases an amalgamation of several that I've experienced personally in my career, branded search engine optimization and paid search is also important. And what I mean by that is the next thing to do is make sure you're ranked in both organic and paid search engine listings through SEO and pay-per-click, respectively, for all imaginable variations of your company name or your brand, including misspellings, which are great. It's a great way to bid on misspellings of your brand is through pay-per-click, because, of course, you don't want to actually have misspelled versions of your brand on your site, which is how you get ranked, part of how you get ranked organically, right? You don't want to put misspellings so you can get ranked organically for misspellings of your brand name. That's where you use pay-per-click to reach people who might not know how to spell your brand name, for example. It's also a great way to learn. If you can also learn through Google Analytics how people come to your website. If you see that people are visiting your site over time, through searches related to your brand, but also other capability-related searches, like phrases about, let's say, for example, consulting firm ABC Business Consulting. So they have the name of your company and then what you do in the search query in a search engine. That's also important to keep track of and to bid on those types of phrases to include, you know, a combination of the two types of searches, branded, in other words, your brand name is in the search, and also capability-specific searches in those keywords you bid on through pay-per-click or through the search engine platforms like Google AdWords. So getting into branded keywords, making sure that your company is appearing when someone searches on your company name through organic and paid search listings is very important. And it helps kind of tie things together more than if you were just on social media, because when your brand is increasing in awareness and people are learning about it, let's say, for example, through social media, they're going to go out and they're going to do searches to learn more about you. And you want to make sure that you're found when they are doing those searches and when they're prompted to do that. So the other thing that's important to do that I would recommend in this scenario is capability-specific search engine optimization. In other words, if you can afford to wait to have enough business for the time being, and you can hold off on doing pay-per-click beyond just, you know, bidding on branded terms, do it. But if you can't, then fill up the gaps, if you will, in the meantime with pay-per-click campaigns. But I would recommend focusing, if you're in this scenario and you're just kind of comfortable with the way business is, you have more business than you can handle, but you're trying to look to the future, start doing some search engine optimization, because it takes time to increase in organic rankings. And you know, if you need, like I said, if you need a supplement in the meantime with pay-per-click, that's fine. But I've seen many businesses where they started with strictly paid search or pay-per-click, and then later they have gotten into, while their rankings are increasing through organic search engine optimization, they cut back on the paid search side of things, and to the point where many companies in this category or scenario. I've seen all they have are organic listings. They don't even bid on anything beyond branded terms on the paid search side of things. They have organic listings, and that's enough to keep their business thriving and successful, and they get inbound calls. And 95% of their leads beyond word of mouth come through organic search engine rankings. So that's a great approach. Of course, every scenario is different, but these are just scenarios I've seen. If that's your goal, that's a good way to do it. If you have time to wait to help while your organic rankings increase, then do it. Because in the long term, it's going to pay off. If you have organic rankings in search engines, you're not going to be paying on a per-click basis. And those rankings, if you can maintain them, will be there and provide residual value for your business ongoing. So it's very effective. If you can be a little patient up front, it will pay off in the long run. As opposed to sometimes with paid search, you're going to be hitting a wall at some points in your process there, where you're still going to be paying on a variable per-click basis, and you won't be able to kind of get out of that cycle at some point if you don't have any organic listings. First scenario I wanted to share. And as we move into the next segment, we'll jump into the second segment, or the second scenario rather. To talk about a nationwide or worldwide brand that is selling business-to-business products. So when we come back, we'll jump into that scenario and give you some more practical real-life examples.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network. The generation of the web is now. Your competitors are on the web, your prospects are on the web, and they're looking for you. So, are they finding you, or are your competitors getting the business you deserve? Tune in to Generation Web with your host, Matt Dalby. Gain critical insight that your business simply can't live without. Generation Web airs live Thursdays at 4 p.m. U.S. Pacific Time, 2300 UTC on Voice America Business.
Technology is intended to improve our lives and solve the world's problems, but technology in itself is a complex myriad of concepts, ideas, and security. How do we sort it all out? Tune in to Technology Today with host Ajay Gupta. The program will go inside the world of technology with innovators, engineers, CEOs, and government officials. Our topics will include green technology, healthcare technology, and cybersecurity. Listen every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Tune in to It's Your Money with host Bill Pfeifferlich. You'll get an eye-opening education about some of the misconceptions of the financial world. If you are a business owner, working professional, or successful American, you will benefit from the information on our program. Our guests will include financial service professionals, international tax and estate attorneys, and CPAs. We'll identify solutions that you can implement now to get the most of your money. Tune in Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time for It's Your Money on Voice America Business. Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business. You are listening to Generation Web with host Matt Dalby. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to matt@genwebmarketing.com. That's Matt at genwebmarketing.com. Now, back to Generation Web.
So right before the break, we were just wrapping up the first scenario of a small professional services firm. And one more comment I wanted to make in regard to capability-specific search engine optimization or search engine optimization that whereby you get ranked for keywords that don't have your brand name in them, but rather what you do, if you will, is that organic search engine optimization, as well as paid search, is probably the best way to generate leads, generally speaking. But it's also one of the best ways to create an image for your brand that's associated with certain words of your choosing. So if I'm a business looking for business consulting services, for example, and every time I search on Google, Yahoo, or Bing for the phrase business consulting services or variations of that phrase, like business consulting companies, for example, and I keep seeing the same company brand name or your business come up in search results associated with that capability or that service offering, then I'm going to not only learn about your company, that it exists, and maybe I'd never heard of your company before, but I'm not only going to learn about your brand name itself, but I'm also going to begin to associate your company with that service offering. And not only that, but that you are a leader in your field if you're ranked well in search engines. Even if I don't click on your website or the link in search engines at that moment, there's a good chance that I'll come back later as I'm going through the process of deciding who I'm going to do business with. There's a chance I'll come back later and make a buying decision based on those continuous, repetitive brand exposure experiences, if you will. So if I've experienced your brand at one level or another, even if it's very high level, and I just see a listing and I don't do anything and I don't click on it, if I continue to see that, eventually I'm going to say, you know what, these guys, this company, they know what they're talking about because I have nothing else to go off of in that moment. I'm seeing search results and you're ranked at the top of the list for a phrase I just searched on. I'm going to assume you're the leader, whether or not you are. It's a matter of perception more than anything. So, of course, I go to the website at some point and look around and search, and then maybe I come back later and look at the site again and then hopefully make a decision to pick up the phone and contact you. So that's a scenario where SEO or search engine optimization can be very, very effective at branding your business because you're always there 24/7, middle of the night, middle of the day, middle of the weekend, business hours, whatever, right in front of that interested prospect at the moment they have a need, at the point of pain, if you will. So our second scenario I want to talk about is a nationwide, let's say you're a nationwide or worldwide brand or company selling business-to-business products, maybe in the software or a technology company of some sort. Maybe you provide computer backup services or something like that. Awareness is important in that scenario, especially if you're focusing on businesses. It's also important to obviously influence those influencers and break into maybe top-tier niche markets. So in the scenario I'm giving, the businesses I'm thinking of want to influence only the top tier in their target markets. They want to influence the big companies, if you will, which is a small subset or a small set or target audience, really, in terms of numbers. And the target decision makers in this scenario are vice presidents or C-level executives and or C-level executives, the CEOs, CMOs, etc. And let's just say you want to focus on reaching large top-tier companies, like I mentioned, which make the most money in your market, or they're the big, they hold the lion's share of that market that you're focusing on. And now, even though these types of companies are hard to reach, and in other words, it's an enormous amount of work and takes time to reach these companies, they can be reached. But you must build their trust over time, knowing that some of them may not even know you exist in some cases. So you have to build that trust. You have to let them know you exist. And first you want to decide who you want to reach. Understand your market. And I should say understand is probably an understatement. Immerse yourself in an understanding of your market And in fact, if you're dealing with a short list of top tier companies, might as well learn all you can about those specific companies. You know, go to a list company and buy lists to learn about their key executives, learn about read their annual reports, and learn as much as you can about those companies. And once you learn, obviously segmenting out those different types of companies that you want to target is important. But immersing yourself in an understanding of what these companies are made up of in terms of decision makers, what motivates those decision makers is very, very important. And the other key piece here is to, you know, it's not, like I mentioned, it's not easy to reach savvy business decision makers like this. They're not very keen on hard selling. And if you're a salesman or you're a marketer, you know that. You've learned it probably the hard way. And so you have to be very savvy about how you influence your target market. So you have to influence others, third parties, maybe reporters, in the media, industry experts, and sources that those people you want to influence read. For example, maybe it's publications. You want them to notice you, so that they know, as they notice you, when it comes time for them to make a decision or they do get contacted by a sales rep, they know who you are and they understand that you have a good reputation, which makes them that much more likely to do business with you. So it's very important to understand if you're targeting, let's say in a B2B business space, targeting a niche market, it's important to know that niche market inside and out and change with that target audience as they change as well. So again, the question we'll ask ourselves with this scenario, as we have with the first scenario, what types of marketing should we focus on and how should those forms of marketing be used? SEO, pay-per-click, or social media, or a combination of the three? So I want to talk about social media first, not because it's necessarily most important or the best fit, but just because I just picked it to talk about first. So the goal, again, is to influence a niche market. So it's important to know exactly who you are targeting, like I talked about. You know, understand those companies. Social media can be used to amplify your offline and your online and PR efforts, etc., as well as target the correct demographics directly through social networking and sometimes Facebook ads, for example, which should be tested. But you can use social media to leverage positive, favorable mentions about you in the media, for example. So you can take those and you can leverage those mentions, if you will, whether it's on a news site or maybe it's on Twitter or Facebook, and by a reputable person or a thought leader that is influential in the decision-making process of your target audience. So it's a little indirect, if you follow me here, but you want to influence the influencers and make sure that those influencers you're influencing are also influencing your target audience. So I wish I could draw a diagram because that's probably confusing, but I'm sure you guys are following me on that. I just wish I had something visually to show it with. But nevertheless, you want to get out there. You want to have a positive leverage. You want to amplify the positive message about your company. And again, social media is typically a good fit when you need to network or influence or build your image, just like this first scenario we just looked at before the break. If you fall into this category in one way or another, it's good to understand who you want to reach and the tone you want to convey that message to them in. Because again, ensuring that tone is consistent with your target audience and that it fits the persona that you want to reach to a T is very important. Again, whatever you decide on should be consistent across all your channels, websites, social outposts, like Twitter, Facebook, whatever. Again, social media is the scenario we could be used for many purposes, such as networking, distributing information. Again, just like in the previous scenario, to portray you as a thought leader to reach these influencers, and whether directly or indirectly. And the latter, if you're reaching them directly through social channels, like if you're trying to reach out to a decision maker, you know who they are, you know their name, you know their Twitter handle, you're connected with them on Facebook, which is not an easy feat, of course. But if you're directly reaching out to them, you should probably do that after you have established a strong presence and have some bragging rights, if you will, that you can point to when you go to talk to them. You don't want to ruin your chances by acting too soon, so be patient. These executives are savvy. They're busy, and they don't want to respond to they do not respond to every marketing message that they get. And so you have to do it in the right way. But the wait is well worth it because it takes time and trust. And it's worth it when big players are the prize. So that's social media. In this scenario, SEO and pay-per-click are also important. And I'm going to just start to touch on this before the break, and then we come back. I don't know if we'll have time to get to finish up this scenario before the break, but we'll finish it up after the break. But I'll touch on it, at least get started here. Once you have a good social media presence established, right, phase in paid search sooner than later. And again, I'm basing this off of real-life scenarios that I have seen. It might be a little bit different for your company. This is just based on what I've seen on different occasions. So phase in paid search sooner than later for some of the relevant keywords, including your brand keywords. So start bidding on those right keywords, including unbranded keywords that relate to the types of services that you offer. Since you're marketing to a very niche market, it's advisable to do some pay-per-click testing for a month or two and just learn and tweak about the quality of the leads you're getting. Keep an eye on those leads very closely in the first month or two to learn about whether or not you are, in fact, targeting the right keywords, because you're targeting a very niche market. And so not every searcher for the keywords you're bidding on is going to be relevant to who you want to reach. So you need to be very cognizant of the fact that looking at your leads up front and ongoing at the beginning is very important, and learning from paid search. And I'll jump into the next piece of this when we come back from the break.
Business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
Are you looking to soar with the eagles instead of being grounded with the turkeys? Why not have a gorilla help you out? Listen every week for Innovate, Leap Out of the Bowl with host Joby Dixon. Joby has made a living out of helping organizations and individuals become more creative, inventive, and innovative. The show closely parallels Joby's book of the same name. It'll include the process to innovate, how to rewire your brain for creativity, exercises, case studies, and more. Tune in to Innovate, Leap Out of the Bowl, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Business.
Intense and intelligent. Catch Kevin, unscripted and uncensored, keeps you informed of the ideological, theological, and economic war being waged against the United States of America. Kevin Lehman's bold and brilliant style challenges your deepest held beliefs and provokes you to ask the hard questions. Religious, scientific, political, or financial, Kevin is holding the establishment's feet to the fire. With high-profile guests that include politicians, economists, theologians, and business titans, he'll demand truth over tradition and facts over fiction. Full of passion, wisdom, and wit, Kevin's transparent and no-nonsense style make Catch Kevin Unscripted and Uncensored the go-to show for real insight on business, politics, social issues, and breaking news. It's time to get real, America. It's time to tackle the tough issues head on. Tune in to Catch Kevin, Unscripted and Uncensored, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, on America Business.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network. Listening to Generation Web with host Matt Dalby. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to matt@genwebmarketing.com. That's matt@genwebmarketing.com. Now, back to Generation Web.
Welcome back. So we've been talking about how you can decide what type of marketing, online marketing, is right for your business, whether search engine optimization, pay-per-click marketing, or social media, or a combination of the three. And we're talking about just wrapping up the second scenario that I'd like to share, and we're just talking about, and that is of a nationwide or a worldwide brand selling business-to-business products, perhaps software technology company or other. And we're talking about the value of search engine optimization and paid search, and that it is important in this scenario. If you are looking to reach top-tier, C-level executives in top-tier companies in your target market, it's important to start from a search engine marketing standpoint. Start with paid search and do some testing. Make sure that the keywords you're bidding on are generating quality leads, because you're not looking for volume. Quality is king in this scenario. You may want to require more than just a name and email address on your web forms or your landing pages, for example, and you'll want to ask the title. So if someone goes to a web form, you've asked you've given them an offer to come to a landing page from a paid search ad on Google, for example, when they submit the form to get whatever you're giving them, and you'll always want to give something, some sort of thought leader piece or free trial or something like that, you'll want to ask their title so that you can figure out if they're in the right target decision maker segment that you're looking for. So once you've had a chance to do some testing to make sure you've chosen the right keywords to reach that niche market, then start doing some search engine optimization based on your learnings. Making sure that you generate quality leads, because driving traffic to your site isn't enough. It's driving the right traffic to your site that matters the most in really every scenario, but especially when you're trying to reach a niche market, especially top tier niche market. Again, SEO as well as pay-per-click are great for building your image and influencing decision makers at the point of need. So when those decision makers, like any other U.S. citizen or citizen of the world, if you will, that uses search engines in any country that has search engines and uses them, when they come to a search engine and they have a need, you want to be found, because that's the number one place businesses or individuals go when they want to do research. It's so quick and easy, regardless of who they might be. So if I'm a business and I'm looking for your products and what you sell, and you're all over the search results, then I'm going to likely choose you at the end of the day, and I'll know who you are and that you're reputable. And when a sales rep comes to approach me, battle, if you will, of convincing the ultimate decision maker of who you are and your reputation has already been won. So how do these all tie together in this scenario, search and social? For example, if you're doing some social media marketing, you want to capture interest that might be generated through social media via a search engine. So if someone goes out, they see that you're mentioned, you've generated awareness, and it catches their attention, they're going to go out to a search engine, they're going to do a search, and you want to be found when they're going to do that search to learn more about your business. That can be done, of course, through organic listings as well as paid search ads. Second way you can tie search and social media together in this scenario is remembering that social supports search. There was a marketing Sherpa study done in the last few years that shows that visitors who engaged through social media previous to doing a search on your company are about twice as likely to convert or contact you in some form or another after coming to that website through a search engine. So social does support search, and of course we all know social is playing a bigger and bigger role in how you rank organically in search engines. From what I've seen, it's not to the point where it's huge, but it's definitely growing in terms of the value and the importance placed on social when it comes to Google's ranking algorithm. There's a lot of buzz about social and search, but it's still not as important compared to other ranking factors in Google's algorithm based on what I've seen. So if you have any questions about the first two scenarios we've talked about, please email me at matt@genwebmarketing.com. That's genwebmarketing.com. We're going to jump in to the final three scenarios real quickly here, and they have to do with more local and regional businesses. So the first scenario is of a small local business in a small city. Let's say a real estate agent or a carpet cleaning company or a contractor. And in this scenario, small businesses typically, of course, have smaller budgets. And in a small city, specifically a small city, there's going to be a low amount of search volume traffic, comparatively speaking, for certain search phrases. So the amount of effort that goes into getting ranked for organic listings through SEO is quite high, regardless. So it's important with a local business to, in my opinion, start with some paid search advertising because you can spread a broad net. You can bid on a lot of different keywords and tap into a lot more demand and search volume than you would have been able to otherwise through SEO in a lot of cases, because SEO is very focused. You focus on a few key phrases with SEO, whereas pay-per-click, you can bid on the sky's the limit, typically, you know, for all intents and purposes, and therefore tap into more keywords, more demand that might not be available in a very small subset of listings organically in a local small city setting. So that's what I'd recommend for small businesses. Seen this scenario many, many times. In fact, recently got a number of referrals. One particular business went to a search engine optimization company, and they just gladly took their money and said, we're going to do SEO for you. And most likely, there was not enough search volume to support the demand from an SEO standpoint, because they were just focusing on a small grouping of words, which is fine unless you're in a local market with not enough search volume. So that SEO company took their money gladly but didn't provide any real results. And that is certainly the agency that I work for, a shameless plug here. We definitely do not take that approach. We always want to do the analysis first, run the numbers and say, is there a demand for this particular set of search phrases in that local market? So in a small local market, it's very good to start and cast a broad net through pay-per-click, where bids are typically very low, low cost, and not very competitive, and very affordable for local businesses with smaller budgets. The final two scenarios I'd like to share, first of them is a small or medium-sized businesses in multiple distinct large metro areas that are very competitive, on par with maybe nationwide keywords when it comes to a search engine optimization standpoint. Maybe you're a chain of regional restaurants, a chain of regional auto parts stores, or whatever. Your primary goal is going to be to generate leads and awareness, primarily leads. That is your bread and butter for that type of a business. And to do that, again, paid search is a great place to start. SEO is very competitive. It takes a lot of work and a lot of effort. Having a presence in social is also very important. But if generating leads is your goal, is your objective, SEO, paid search or pay-per-click is very, very important to focus on. So that's a great approach for businesses that are in very competitive metro areas. Start with paid search. It's going to cost you a lot to get ranked organically, and if you have a smaller budget, it just might not be an option for you. Finally, and we're going to wrap it up real quickly here, we're running out of time, the final scenario is a small business with a statewide reach. An example of maybe an insurance agent that has a statewide reach, and again, their bread and butter are those leads. You've got to keep the leads coming in, continuing to get calls and quotes and web form submissions. And in that scenario, you need to generate leads in any way possible. When you're bidding nationwide, in a lot of cases, there's not nearly as much competition from a paid search or SEO standpoint. If you want to generate leads, probably the first thing to do is paid search, and then also focus on SEO. And of course, learn from paid search, which keywords convert the best, provide the best quality leads, and then learn from that and start doing SEO based on those keywords you've determined to be quality and able to generate quality leads. And focus on social media secondary, I would say. It's important. It depends on your market, though. It depends on what state you're in and what market you're trying to serve. But if you're trying to generate leads and you need them now and that's your lifeblood, search engine marketing in one form or another is very key if you're trying to reach maybe a statewide audience. People don't search on regions typically. They search on either local or state names when it comes to geographic searches. So that's a very important different scenarios that hopefully you can put yourself in. And if you have any questions about today's episode, again, you know how to contact me. Thank you all for listening, and thank you for your time today. Have a great week. All the best in all of your marketing adventures.
Thanks for listening to Generation Web. Please join your host, Matt Dalby, again next Thursday at 4 p.m. U.S. Pacific Time for another show full of great web marketing strategies on the Voice America Business Channel. Until next week, continue the discussion and get exclusive insights at www.genwebmarketing.com. That's genwebmarketing.com. Join host Daniel Gutierrez for Dialogues of the Heart on June 5th in Boulder, Colorado. Sign up for this inaugural show starring Don Miguel Ruiz, author of...